USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was repeatedly asked today during her White House press briefing about President Trump's assertion that Russia is not trying to interfere in our elections. A reporter shouted a question at President Trump regarding whether Russia was still a threat. Sarah Sanders explains that exchange.
I got a chance to speak with the president after his comments, and the president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke out as to why the United States withdrew from the U.N. Human Rights Council.
In the end, the United States couldn't convince enough countries to stand up and declare that the Human Rights Council was no longer worthy of its name.
Today in Washington, D.C., UN Ambassador to...
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A new poll is out regarding the popularity of Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Americans seem to be split largely along party lines about President Trump's choice for U.S. Supreme Court justice. A new Pew Research poll showing 73% who identify themselves as Republicans and like-leaning independents support confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to fill retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat. But in contrast, 63% of their Democratic counterparts say the Senate should deny him that lifetime post.
And news is out regarding Amazon Prime Day. Amazon is saying it was the biggest shopping event with over 100 million products sold. Some of the best-selling products included the Fire TV Stick, Alexa Voice Remote, and Echo Dot. Industry analysts say Amazon could ring up at least $3.6 billion in sales globally through midnight on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Four states followed through on pledges to sue Congress over the $1.5 trillion tax cut law, saying it infringes on their state's rights. The lawsuit filed in federal court by the attorney generals of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland argued that the $10,000 limit on the amount of state and local taxes that residents can deduct exceeds Congress's authority. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held a press conference yesterday.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
Meanwhile, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says this lawsuit is going nowhere.
From the standpoint, the tax cuts in these high-tax states are real for middle-class families in a big way. These states are going to fail. This is a gimmick. And what I worry about is that it'll end up landing back on taxpayers. The truth is, high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California will receive a windfall in their state governments from tax reform. The big question is, do they pocket that in Albany and other capitals, or do they pass it on to their taxpayers? Our point is, pass it on, stop the gimmicks, help their local taxpayers.
Milwaukee Brewers reliever Josh Hader's All-Star experience went from bad to worse. After a bumpy outing in his first All-Star appearance, the reliever suddenly found himself caught up in a Twitter firestorm, as late during the All-Star game some racist and anti-gay tweets that he had sent when he was a teenager surfaced. Hader, who was 17 at the time, apologized for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.